Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
Hey, Christine Mizell here. Thanks so much for coming back to hang out with me today. I'm very excited to have you. And today we're going to be talking all about proposals. And this is really a big deal. I get a lot of questions about proposals because this is really how we're going to take more of our leads and turn them into paying clients. And when we have this process down, we do this correctly, we need less leads to get more clients. So it really makes sense to spend time here making sure we have this process right. So Josh asked a great question. He said, I am getting a decent amount of leads. However, when I send a proposal, the client often stops communicating. So what can I do? So Josh, I'm really glad that you asked this question because you're really taking the time to evaluate what it is that you're doing, how you can improve this portion of your business. And the good news is that this is fixable. Okay, so we need to narrow down where the problem is, and then we'll be able to make some tweaks to fix it. So in just doing so, if you're already getting a good amount of leads coming into your business, you're way ahead of the game, and we'll be able to help you convert more of those into paying clients. So when we have a problem with clients falling off, this can be a couple of things. One, it could be the offer. Okay, so since I don't know more about your particular process, about how this looks in your actual business, I'm going to give you a few ideas of where we tend to go wrong. And so you can look at this to see if some of this is showing up in your particular process so that you can correct it, you can make some adjustments and see how that works for you. So the first place that I would look is with the offer. Okay, so this is, what is it that you are actually offering the client? Okay, so if you are providing web design, you are providing SEO, that tends to be our main focus. And those particular services are actually the vehicle that we are using to help them achieve a bigger result. Okay, nobody wants a website. They want a website that generates leads for their business. They want a website that makes them money. Okay, that's ultimately what we want. So we need to make sure that our offer is really about that ultimate result that they want. Okay, so what is the problem that this client has that you can solve? Okay, and maybe you're solving that through web design or SEO or another form of marketing, but what is that problem? So when they came to you, what did they want to solve? What did they ultimately want to see happen? Or what did they believe would happen if they hired you for service A or service B, whatever it may be? Okay, so that's really what we want to speak to. And then of course, we can let them know how we're going to be doing that. Okay, what the vehicle is that we're going to be using to help solve that problem. But we want to make sure that we are speaking to that problem because most people won't. So if you want to stand out from any other competitors or any other companies that they may be talking to, because frankly, they're going to be talking to other people. Okay. And there's more than just price. We're not racing to the bottom of the price. We're not trying to offer the lowest price here. Okay. We want to offer the best service, the most value. So most places will talk about how. They're going to talk about the what. They're going to talk about, well, I'm going to give you 5 pages on your website and, you know, we'll add some images and we'll add a contact form. But we want to talk about what result that is going to get them. Okay. So that's the first, the offer. The second part is the process. So what does your proposal process look like? Okay. So for instance, my process, I have a 3-step proposal process. Okay. The first is really in qualifying the client, talking to the client to make sure that they are a good fit for my business. I'm going to be a good fit for their business, understanding where they're trying to go so I can know that I'm going to help them and making sure that they're the type of client that I want to work with and so on. Then I'm actually getting into more details with them. I am looking at the specifics of their situation. okay, getting more into whatever they have tried to do so far as marketing or whatever they put in place to help them reach their goal that isn't working. Where do they stand right now? And using this to educate them, to really demonstrate my value so that they will understand the difference of me and working with me and in how working with me is going to help them create a website more strategically or go about SEO more strategically so that it ends up leading them directly to the goal that they're trying to achieve. Okay, that's what we were talking about with the offer. And then finally, in this three-part process, this is where we actually present a proposal to the client. This is where I'm going to sit down, I'm going to go over the proposal with them, get some immediate feedback, and be able to immediately get them to sign and pay if they are ready to take action. And when we go through this three-part process, they are so much more likely to sign up, to hire us, to pay at that point. Okay, that's why I really like that system. Now, the third piece I would want you to look at is the communication. Okay, sometimes it just comes down to the communication piece. We don't follow up enough with the client. We jump very quickly to sale. They come to us and we just send them a proposal right away. There isn't much of that process that I just talked about. So, you know, when we talk about the offer, we talk about the process. How are we actually communicating that back to the client? Are we asking the right questions? So these are the three main areas that I would want you to look at: the offer, the proposal process, and the communication, because it's likely one of these. It's likely one of those that is not having the client contact you back. Okay, so that is going to help you figure out where to start. And when you can figure out which of those areas you need to focus on, that's going to help you figure out what to tweak and be able to move forward to get better results from the leads that you have coming in. You know, and we can also talk, you know, more about proposals themselves. You know, what does your proposal look like? How are you actually sending a proposal? Is it a really long proposal? Is it hard to read? Does it lead them directly to the sale? Does it tell them what the next step should be? Does it make that obvious? Okay, are we making it really easy for them to just sign and pay? Are we making it harder? Do they have to print it? Do they have to mail it? Things like that that are going to take more time, and these busy business owners just don't have the time to do that. So that can be something as well that could really lower the number of clients that we get from the leads that we're bringing into our business. So to actually help with the proposal process, to better understand what we need to include in a proposal, how our proposals should look, we at Portable Entrepreneur have partnered with Better Proposals. They have agreed to come in and host a free training for the Portable Entrepreneur community called the Statistically Perfect Proposal. Okay, this is all about all of the research that they have done, and they have actually found a winning method for sending proposals that has been statistically proven to increase the number of clients who hire you when you do proposals right. So we're going to be talking about whether or not you should be including a cover in your proposals. If you should be adding video, live chat, should you send your proposals as a PDF, or what should it look like? How many pages should you have? What should you call the pricing section? And so much more. And we're actually going to be there, myself and Adam from Better Proposals, who's going to be there to answer your questions live about proposals. So make sure to be there. If you want to head on over to portableentrepreneur.com/BP. Again, that's portableentrepreneur.com/BP, and you can register there for our live trainings. And I will see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.